Hi, welcome to our show.
I'm not so sure I could cope with triplets.
Oh, sure you could. They train you.
Well, how about some tea?
Oh, I'd love to, but I really should go.
Why?
Well, I've been gone all afternoon. Rob would be wondering what's keeping me.
Well, I thought he was going to watch the ball game.
Oh, he was?
Well, it won't be over yet. Come on, have some tea.
Talk me into it. As long as you let me take off my shoes.
No, Charlie, didn't. Now, don't touch it. Rob, Charlie... Whichever one you are, here. Where did you put Daddy's button? You know my good button? Yeah, the button, the round one. Well, where did you stick it on the couch or something? Here, give me the pot. No, I don't want you to play with Mommy's good pots and pans. Let's put them up here for now. That television has to stay up. Come on, give Dad a break, you guys.
Think Rob will like my new dress?
Mm-hmm. He'll love it. How are you going to celebrate your anniversary?
I guess we'll go out to dinner and see a show. You really think you'll like the dress?
Oh, I guarantee it.
I hope so. I feel a little guilty about being gone so long.
Oh, Katie, don't be silly. What could possibly happen?
How long has this been going on?
How long have you been gone?
About 3 hours.
That's how long it's been going on.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
Neither did I. Charlie took every pot and pan out of the kitchen. Stevie broke the cookie jar, and Robbie got a button stuck up his nose.
Well, where do we start?
I don't know, but I declare this house a disaster area.
Whoopee!
Okay, Myrtle, we'll ask Katie. I think I better dial for you.
It's a good thing children are washable.
Are you going to answer the phone?
I thought about it, but then I rejected the idea because it would take too much energy to pick it up.
Okay. Hello? Oh, hi, Dodie. Yeah, what can I do for you? What? Oh, just a minute. I'll ask Rob. Dodie has a question I can't answer.
Like what?
Well, if God makes it rain so the flowers will grow, why does he let it rain in the street?
That's a good question.
He doesn't know either, honey. Well, tell Myrtle that's a very tough question. Yeah. Bye. Hey, why didn't you tell me I got a letter from Mom?
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, where's the present?
What present?
Well, our anniversary present. Shelley sends us something.
Oh, maybe she decided we'll stay married without one.
Oh, honey, come on, you're teasing me.
Honest, honey, there was no present. Why don't you read the letter?
Dear Katie, I'm not sending you and Rob an anniversary present this year. She's not sending us anything.
Honey, it isn't compulsory.
Oh, I know, but that isn't like Mom. It's your turn.
Well, here I am.
Lorraine!
Mother!
Hello, darling.
Oh,
what a surprise.
nice.
Well, didn't you get my letter?
Well, I haven't finished reading it.
Well, then I'll tell you what I wrote and save you the trouble. I've come to take the boys back to St. Louis.
Our boys?
That's what I'm giving you for your anniversary. A month all to yourselves.
Oh, Mom. Oh, that's wonderful.
A whole month? 30 days?
You make it sound like a prison sentence.
I'm overwhelmed.
Then you accept?
Oh, let's start packing.
Take care of Grandma.
Here you go.
Go, Grandma.
Hey,
Got him?
Yeah. In you go.
Whoopsie. Yep. Watch his head.
Here, we'll get you.
Yeah.
There we go, baby.
I don't care what anybody says. Little kids belong home with their mother.
Charlie.
You know, we could have driven you to the airport.
Oh, I know. It seems silly, Uncle Charlie, but I'm not going to go all the way out to the airport, suffer all the way out, and suffer while we wait for the plane to take off, and then suffer all the way back again.
It's good thinking, Katie.
Now, this way I only have to suffer once. Okay, now, you boys be good for your grandma. Mom, did we pack their mittens?
In St. Louis in summer?
Ma, if they get to be a handful, let us know, okay?
I have been a mother a lot longer than you've been parents. Nothing will come up that I can't handle. Now, relax, you two. Have fun. That's the point of all this. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I still say the little kids belong home with their mother.
Charlie.
Hey, what's going on?
Three little astronauts just took off for St. Louis.
Little Stevie, Robbie, and Charlie going on a plane to St. Louis, not me.
But, Dodie, you'll get to go on lots of trips they can't.
Bet I don't. Ernie, have you always been a boy?
Sure. Why?
I decided to turn into one.
Why?
Boys have more fun.
Well, I thought you wanted to grow up and wear lipstick and false eyelashes and all that junk.
I do.
Boys can't do that.
Maybe I'll think it over.
Well, I guess Robbie and Katie are really enjoying their vacation, huh?
They're having a great time. They've been out all 5 nights since the boys left.
Yeah, well, that ain't gonna last.
It's only for a month, Charlie.
I'm giving them 2 weeks at the most before they start wishing that the kids were home. And I don't think Katie will last that long. Hi.
Well, hi.
Hi.
Just talking
hi.
About you.
Where are you going tonight? Well, we haven't decided yet. We thought maybe you and Dad would like to go with us.
They want you to go along to where they haven't decided to go.
Well, I'd like to go anywhere. Steve?
How about a movie?
Well, we've seen all the good ones.
Oh. There's a good play at the Jefferson.
Yeah, we've seen that, too.
Oh. What about the ice show?
Oh, why not? I guess we can get tickets, huh?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want to finish this? How's your hand?
It's good.
Mine's awful.
Malty Peanuts.
You know, I'd insist that you lean over and kiss me, but I'm afraid you'd burn your tie.
No problem. Is that enough, or shall I light the candles again?
More. Dessert.
Oh, well, you don't want to let anything interfere with that.
You want to go to a show?
Fine, but who are we going to get to babysit?
I know, I've been thinking thoughts like that all day long.
Arthur.
Thank you. Oh, boy. That's delicious, honey.
Thank you.
It's kind of weird, though.
Weird?
Eating a quiet meal without worrying about getting the boys applesauce in our hair.
Do you love me even without applesauce in my hair?
I'll tell you I love you when I feel like it, and not when you ask me.
I'll wait.
You know something, Mrs. Douglas? I love you. Not the ordinary, everyday love, but the real gooey love like they have in the old-fashioned movies.
Did he give you any trouble?
No, I was just checking her.
How about Ernie?
Oh, sleeping like he was getting paid for it.
No, nobody has to pay me.
Nor me. I'm beat.
Well, don't tell me you're turning into a couple of party poopers.
Well, it is entirely possible. We have now seen every show in town, and Robbie and Katie have seen every show twice.
Yeah. I'm developing a theory that the human system can tolerate just so much entertainment.
Oh, look, don't talk like that or you'll get thrown right out of the jet set.
I'm ready for a horse and buggy.
A slow horse.
Good night.
Good night, Charlie.
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Why don't the four of you just stay home and rest?
Well, Charlie, I guess it's because it'd give us time to realize how much we miss the boys. See you in the morning.
My Three Sons will continue here on 6, only on Odyssey.
It's fun going out with Dad and Barb.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, why don't we plan an all-day trip Sunday?
Why don't we go to sleep now and talk about it later?
I'm not tired.
I am.
I had a long nap today. Well, it's not very late. I don't know why you're so tired.
Because we've been out every night. And I can't take naps. I was getting more sleep when the boys were home.
I wonder if the boys are asleep in St. Louis.
Katie, will you go to sleep?
You may be too old for these bottles, but you are getting them tonight. Sir? Huh? You too?
Look at me.
Very good.
Look at me.
Hmm?
Look at me.
That's right, Mel. Yeah? Want to drink it?
Guys.
Okay, I'll check it out. I still think the error is in your department. What about that phone call to St. Louis? Well, I'll hold. Hi, Lorraine. This is Rob. I just thought I'd see how you and the boys are getting along.
Well, didn't Katie tell you? I just talked to her.
You called Katie?
Oh, Katie called me. Don't do that. What'd you say, Robbie?
I said, what's the matter?
Nothing, dear. Everything's fine. You just relax.
Lorraine?
No, darling.
Lorraine?
Robbie, we're all fine here. It's just that I'm a little bit... it's been nice chatting with Bob.
Lorraine!
trip a rather sudden decision?
Oh, no. No, I've known it had to be done for some time.
Then why now?
Well, we phased out a number of things here, and there'll be a lull before the new projects get underway, so I just thought I might as well go to St. Louis, too.
Will you be gone long?
Oh, no. Just long enough to hit the plants in Dallas and Oklahoma City and then swing on up to St. Louis. Or I may do it the other way around.
And then just sort of casually look in on the boys.
Yeah, sort of.
Daddy, are you going in the airplane just like Charlie and Stevie and Robbie?
That's right, Dolly.
Could I go with you?
I'd like to take you, but this is a business trip.
Can I be business?
Honey, you're one of my favorite businesses, but I just can't take you along. I wish I could. Besides, I'm depending on you to stay here and take care of Mama.
Okay.
Okay.
Mommy?
That lipstick and false eyelashes and junk better be good.
What'd that mean?
I have no idea. But I'm sure it makes a lot of sense to her.
I thought I had my gray suit laid out.
Oh, honey, Charlie took it downstairs to take a spot off the sleeve.
Oh.
You're not worried about the boys?
Worried about them? No, of course not. I'm sure they're all right. They're fine.
Certainly they are.
Mm-hmm. What was that for?
For being a very good grandfather.
Hey, Steve, here's your suit.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Oh, Steve, you know I like Lorraine, and I ain't trying to meddle, but...
But what?
Well, she ain't used to kids the way that we are.
Oh, I'm sure she's taking very good care of them, Charlie.
Yeah, well, a month is a long time, and I miss them three little mutts.
Well, we all miss them, Charlie, but we have to think of Katie and Robbie first.
Yeah, well, see what you can do while you're back there, will you?
You mean you want me to meddle?
Sure, a little meddling here and there never hurt anybody. Right, Barbara?
Right.
Right.
My three sons will...
Day mornings at 9.
On a little business trip, and I thought as long as I'm in St. Louis, I'd drop by and see you and the boys.
Wonderful. Come sit down. Watch where you step. And then where you sit.
Well, you don't have to be a detective to see they're still here. Whoops.
And that I'm not coping very well.
Where are they? Out someplace with a maid?
What maid? The third maid quit 2 days ago. No, I just put them down in my room for a nap.
You look as though you could use a nap yourself.
A nap? I could use a week at a rest home. But if they weren't lively, we'd be worried about them.
That's right.
Well, how is everybody?
Well, they're fine. Of course, we all miss the boys.
You do? Naturally, you miss them.
With Katie and Robbie, it goes a little deeper than that.
Oh?
I think they really need the children. I mean, Rob snapping at his secretary, and I'm afraid Katie does a little secret crying.
Oh, Steve, I only took the babies because I thought Katie and Robbie would enjoy some time to themselves.
Well, they did, for a while. But maybe a month's a little longer than they needed. What do you think?
Oh, I love those babies with all my heart, Steve, but... I think you just saved a grandmother's life.
How did I know you were going to get so hung up about it?
Well, you could have asked me. You got a key?
Of course I've got a key. What happened to yours?
Well, if I knew, I wouldn't need yours.
Still don't see why...
Ha ha!
3 inches taller.
How did you know we missed them?
Steve. Oh, Lorraine, they're about 50 pounds heavier. Hey, thanks, Lorraine.
I think I'm going to cry. Well, me too.
I'm already crying. Get up, go with it. Hey.
Hello. Oh, hi, Katie.
Dad, I just want you to know that you're the finest man that ever lived.
And that includes Lincoln.
Goodbye, kiss.
Who is that?
Robbie and Katie.
What do they want?
Oh, they just called to tell me how happy they were that I talked Lorraine into bringing the boys home.
Oh. Hey, Steve. What did they mean, you're the finest man that ever lived? And that includes Lincoln.
Well, you just happened to be listening on the phone, huh, Charlie?
Yeah, sure. What do they mean?
I think I know.